Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith. Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, we missed our time slot this morning because I forgot to call you. But let's cover some of the market things. A little bit down yesterday in the markets.
It was just a little bit. This grain market, especially soybeans, is acting like it may be wanting to put in the top here, which would be almost perfect timing for a normal dead cat bounce. So, you know, it shouldn't be surprising, I guess.
And, again, corn market, too, that's a little bit stronger yet, and the trend still seems to be a little higher. I think ethanol or the perception that we'll see a lot of ethanol demand driving that.
Yeah, there's no question about that. That's what's been driving it. And the other side of that is that it really has gotten overbought. And, you know, I guess one of the things that concerns me a little bit, I was in Iowa yesterday doing a workshop, and the scuttlebutt over there was that one of the plants that's been proposed for Ogden, Iowa, has been mothballed. They've sort of put that, they haven't canceled it, but sort of put the plans on the shelf. And we're going to hear that from time to time, and when we do, it's probably going to make a ripple in the market.
I, too, was at the Nebraska Cattlemen's Convention yesterday in Lincoln, and that's one of the things that is really a concern to the cattlemen is the end users have to buy feed. So they're seeing gluten prices go up, and one of the rumors that we were hearing is they expect gluten prices to double. So that gets to be a real expensive feed source.
Well, it certainly would, and, of course, one of the concerns is that even with distiller dry grains, they still have to feed some whole corn with that, so you can't just automatically substitute those byproducts for corn and one for one.
Now let's talk about you've got some seminars coming up, I believe, next Friday. Soybean Day or the Soybean Day Machinery Expo going on over at Saunders County Fairgrounds.
Well, that's true, and unfortunately I'm not going to be at that because I'm going to be doing a workshop at Kimmel Center in Nebraska City for the Southeast Farmers and Ranchers College that day. So there's two really good meetings. If you live in eastern Nebraska, you can kind of pick and choose. The one that will be closest to most of your readers will be the one at the Fair Center in Wahoo, and the one for further southeast then will be at the Kimmel Center in Nebraska City. Two totally different programs. I always like to go to that one in Wahoo. I think it's one of the best soybean meetings of the year, but unfortunately I can't be two places at once.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, if somebody has any questions, wants to find you, how do they get a hold of you?
Roy at soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website. And keep those things up to date, and it's all free.
All righty, Roy. Visit with you again next Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.